1. Hello, Pacers fans, and we welcome you into another edition of the Sideline Guys podcast, which is now powered by Gainbridge, which we are thrilled about. But the reality is there is much larger news than that to share here this morning. We've got Rick Fuson, Pacers president, Dan Towers, who is the CEO of Gainbridge, as the announcement was made this morning on the naming rights of the building. And Rick, I want to start with you because I know a mantra of what you guys have been trying to do for quite some time is to not just find the right now partner, but to find the right partner long term. And I assume you feel like you've been able to accomplish that here.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, I think Indianapolis and Indiana are about finding the right relationships. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And you know, we talked to Dan and his group a number of years ago, and Jim Morris and Dan and their wives had dinner together and just kind of restruck up the relationship a little bit, and then we got to work on it. And so finding that right group took us a while. But by waiting, didn't we get the best? It's unbelievable.
Dan, we've seen your company, you know, be affiliated with a number of great initiatives and organizations and events in this city, in this state. But where does this day rank for you personally?
Oh, man, this has got to be right at the top. I mean, what an exciting day to be aligned with, Pacers basketball and really just the field house. You know, growing up in Indiana, basketball was everything, you know, and you would go through the system winning a state title at what would have been Market Square Arena at the time, and this being kind of the, you know, successor, you know, building to that, and being here and having, you know, my company's name on it, just, you know, couldn't be more excited about that.
Can you talk a little bit about your background and your company's background, because you have numerous Indiana ties and Indianapolis ties?
Right, absolutely. So about 10 years ago, I came to Indianapolis, you know, to bring our business, and we actually had a very, you know, humble start. There were just a handful of us. And really coming out of the financial crisis, we were able to rescue some entities. One was actually a defunct company here in Indianapolis, and we saved, you know, all the policyholders and jobs and turned that around. And from that, from the momentum of that transaction, we were able to build something that was, you know, that's turned out to be pretty special. And then to now be able to partner with the Speedway and now the Fieldhouse, you know, in some ways two of the biggest icons in the city, in the state, you know, across the Midwest, you know, it's just fantastic.
Rick, I don't want you to necessarily speak for Herb Simon, but you know that everything, you know, he has his hand and everything is somewhat with his influence. And you said not just the right partner, but the right partner. Mm-hmm. Can you reiterate a little bit about why Gainbridge is the right partner, not just the right now partner?
Well, today I start my 38th season with the Pacers, and so I've worked for Herb for a long time. And the family always has made sure that we understand that relationships are the most important thing we possibly could do, and giving back to the community at the same time. So when you're taught that, and that's part of your psyche every day, and Herb Simon continues to remind us that relationships and the community are the number one thing. And when you find somebody like Dan Towers, who leads a company like the Gainbridge Group and the other companies that he has, you've made the boss proud. And so we're not in the business just to make him proud. We're in the business to make the fans proud and the city proud and whatever else, but it comes along with that. The man who I've worked for so long has taught us right, and we're just trying to make sure that we're fulfilling his wishes.
This announcement also comes in a similar time frame of the Fieldhouse reopening here very soon, and the Fieldhouse of the future. I mean, especially with your background, how excited are you to have this partnership coming together at the same time?
Yeah, well, having run Market Square Arena and then having been part of the design team of this building, of this new building, and to be able to watch it grow, and now to be able to see the new generation of what this building is going to be, and now to have Gainbridge's name on this building, man, it's the fulfilling career for me. You know, when you're an operator of a building like this, to be able to be in the waning years of your career, and to have somebody who represents what Dan Towers and his company represents, you couldn't make you feel any better. My heart is full today.
And same question to you, Dan. I mean, this is an exciting announcement as it is, but with the improvements that are coming to the building, how much more fulfilling does that make it for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really kind of lines up with this, you know, kind of this fresh start and look to the future of, and what really, for all intents and purposes, is going to be a brand new facility, an exciting facility. I think the way we look at that is it's really just icing on the cake, if you will. It really was about the alignment with, with the Pacers. We don't want this to be a traditional naming rights deal. It really is a partnership and collaboration, with the Pacers management, as we will look to partner on initiatives in the community. We'll do things in the field house and really do want to make it feel different to the fans or to everyone who steps in this building for whatever reason, concert, ball game, doesn't matter.
Pat and I are Pacers employees, and so we, appreciate and embrace the opportunity to wear the Pacer hat and the logos in the off season and during the season. But Dan, I'm wondering what this can do for your employees to boost morale, to just know that, I'm working for a company that's names on the building, and it adds credibility. It just adds, confidence. It can do so much to the people that work for you.
Absolutely. And I think everyone's just going to be that much more engaged, excited about what we're doing. I think even especially coming out of the pandemic, businesses, some are back in the office, some aren't. And in that vacuum of information, people wonder what's happening, where's the future going? And there couldn't be a bigger statement that says, we have a future. We're excited about the future. We're doing great. And bring your A game, because there's a lot of wood to chop.
Can you think about the future and think about a banner being raised in this field house that has your name on it? I mean, and just the excitement of being a part of a team that, is a traditional playoff contender and is really, with Rick Carlisle, maybe ready to make that next step. Can you allow yourself to dream a little bit?
Yeah, I certainly can a little bit, but I think it still hasn't sunk in all the things that are lining up. We're excited about the deal, period. But then you add the change to the changes to the facility, the delay of the All-Star game, so that now it's in 2024 and it's not a thing of the past. Rick Carlisle coming in as the coach and what that means on the basketball side of things, all of those things to line up, and then to be able to work with Rick Fuson, the Simons, and all of the Pacers management, it doesn't get any better than that. Really doesn't.
I'm glad you brought up the All-Star game. It's something I want to ask both of you about. I know that had to be, Rick, as challenging as maybe anything you've done in your career to have that push back a few years. But in conjunction with this announcement here today, when you think about the All-Star game, what do you think about?
I'm so excited. We were kind of down a little bit when we had to move it because of the pandemic. But man, it worked out for us. I mean, you think about it. I also am the chairman of the Sports Corp. And when we talked about, we were going to have the All-Star game and the NCAA Final Four, and then we were going to have Big Ten football and Big Ten basketball and the college football championship. Well, because that switched, and we had all of March Madness, and now we've got the football championship after that, and then we've got the All-Star game. So how can you not ask for that to be perfect? Our building will be done. Our plaza will be done. Dan Towers will be sitting there watching it with a smile on his face. I mean, how much better can it be than that, especially for a guy that's been in this business as long as I have? I mean, you just can't ask for the stars to all align like they've aligned on this. Dan and Shay, our first show coming back, opening the building on, and they played at his wedding. I mean, how does it get any better than that?
I'm envisioning also maybe some what we call pleasant problems. Certain games, Pat and I, we have more friends than we thought we had, people wanting tickets. I'm guessing anybody that knows you, well, his name's on the building, he's got, how many tickets are part of this deal? How are you going to handle that?
I'll let someone else manage it. Yeah. Exactly.
But you'll be here a lot. I mean, people will see you at these games. You're a fan just like anyone else.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll be here. We want to be front and center and celebrate with the fans and, root with the fans and cheer this team on. It's going to be an exciting year.
What did it mean to you to have the governor and the mayor here and to have this announcement be larger than, just Pacer Sports and Entertainment and Gainbridge?
That's a great question. I love the fact that their support is here. a lot of cities just don't have that, that alignment. And, you could compare Indianapolis to other cities which haven't developed in the same way, which don't have the same events and the same economic development. And you really go back to the leadership. And, Indiana is able to collaborate. The leaders from different segments work together, to align with businesses like the Pacers or the Speedway and all the different things that are going on here in a way that advances things forward. In a lot of places, a lot of other cities, there's so much infighting and politics and bureaucracy that comes and gets in the way of real progress that doesn't happen here. And days like today just really kind of underline that, where the city leaders, the state leaders come together, work together, you know, to really promote what's happening, to support it, reward it, and, you know, and be a part of it in a way that's just, it's great for the state, it's great for the city. And I think, again, it all, you know, like most things, it all comes back to strong leadership.
Another perfect example, Dan and his wife flew back with Mark Miles and his wife from Long Beach, you know, just after the race, and we're number 26, driven by Colton Herta, with the game, flying the Gainbridge flag, won, you know. So, I mean, talk about relationships, talk about, and Mark was at the presentation this morning, so we're a great city and a great state, and I think we're getting better.
I just think back when you started this company and where you're at right now, and I can remember being at the LPGA event at the Brickyard and announcing the starters, and it was, you know, powered by Group 1001, and to have, you know, the Indy 500 with your company on it, and to have Bankers Life Fieldhouse now become Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Just where you're at right now, do you ever have to pinch yourself?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think we're so busy, we're constantly looking forward. We don't take, you know, a lot of time to look back, you know, too much. But I mean, certainly in those moments, it's really hard to believe, you know, how it's all progressed. I think we're so proud of what we were able to accomplish with, you know, the LPGA to promote the Indy Women in Tech platform, which then, you know, gave rise to, you know, our partnership with the Speedway, with IndyCar, with Penske Entertainment, and then now to be with, you know, with the Pacers and on the Fieldhouse. It's a great progression, but it also just underlines, you know, do the right things with the right people and good things will happen. And so it's just, we want to just to continue to do that, to continue to focus on that. And, you know, and then we'll sit back and be excited about what comes next.
We're having this conversation just a few minutes after the press conference when this was all announced and unveiled. And I wrote down at one point where you said, we don't want to be just a name on a building. And I know you've discussed this a little bit, but I'm hoping you can maybe delve into a little bit more about what you mean by that.
Yeah, so I think we're planning to commit, you know, significant dollars to activation, you know, at the Fieldhouse. I can't tell you specifically, like, program-wise what that means, but what I'll tell you is, you know, beyond, and that's not a contractual thing with the Pacers. That's what we want to do. That's what we want to mean to this place and to be a part of the energy and the excitement and the success that comes, you know, with that. And so we're committed to that and look forward to all the different ways that people will see it and feel it, you know, and so that, again, it feels tangible and real and not just, you know, another naming rights deal that's tired and old, and we've seen those a million times.
Rick, Media Day is always one of my favorite days. It's the start of a new season. Everyone has optimism and excitement. And you mentioned your heart is full. Just what's your mentality, your mood right now, your excitement level? I feel like you're just going to walk around with a grin on your face.
I tell you what, we got great Indiana weather. Not a cloud in the sky. We got a new coach. We got some new players who people are very proud that we have them. I think we got a new spirit. We've got an owner who is committed to making sure that we have the best things. We're sitting in the best practice gym in the country. We have the best naming rights partner we could possibly have. It's going to be a new building. What more can you ask for in my business? You know, and it's Indiana and it's Indianapolis. We've got great leadership. We've been here for a long time. It's getting better. We're coming back. Nobody has a better city than we do for sports, or for the things that we all do here. And I wake up every day pinching myself, going, "Is this for real?" And it is for real.
Final question I've got to ask, Dan. You're putting this deal together, and you're going to be, you know, the naming rights partner. But was the final incentive that you could be the podcast sponsor, the first, the presenting sponsor of the Sideline Guys podcast? Did that just push it over the top?
You know, you've unearthed the secret. I mean, absolutely, that's what it was. You know, they you know, they put that on the table, and that was the straw that, you know, that broke us down and put us over the top. So
Steve Simon is a regular listener, so we appreciate, it's
amazing when these guys can last as long as they have pushing themselves.
Okay. Well, if we didn't get a sponsorship soon, we were going to think we were done. Yeah. So now we feel like I hear this is a multi-year deal, so our contracts have to go in conjunction.
We'll see how that works.
Well, again, I think after the last two races in IndyCar, I hope powered by Gainbridge means a little more today than it did over the last few
weeks.
Exactly
right. That's for sure.
And along those lines, let's close with that kind of thought, because there's going to be a lot of people who are learning a lot more about you and your company and this field house. And what would you like them to know about you all here as we close out this conversation?
You know, that we're just going to continue to push and develop. I think Gainbridge is exciting now, but I can't wait to unveil what our plans are for 22. You know, everything that we're involved in, we want to do it the right way. And for it to be successful, we try to do that in IndyCar. We're going to do that here. We do that in business. We certainly attempt to do it in all of our community programs across the country, but certainly focused here as well. And that's who we are. That's what you can expect from us. And we're not going to be static. We're going to be constantly growing, evolving, doing more, offering more. And I can't wait to show everybody what we're capable of.
Well, Dan and Rick, we really appreciate the time. This is an exciting day. You're both very busy, so thanks for carving out some time here for us.
Thanks. Let's tip it off, man. Let's go.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Great. Perfect. Thank you all very much.
Appreciate it.
Great to have you.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thought to call. So.
Okay.